The International Monetary Fund, or IMF. The IMF was founded in 1944 as a framework for international cooperation to, amongst other matters, avoid competitive currency devaluations which contributed to the so-called Great Depression of the 1930s. The IMF's primary mission is to ensure the stability of the international monetary system, comprising the system of exchange rates and international payments that enable countries and their citizens to transact with each other. The primary aims are to 1. Promote international monetary competition, 2. Facilitate the expansion and balanced growth of international trade, 3. Promote exchange stability, 4. Assist in the establishment of a multilateral system of payments, and 5. Make resources available with adequate safeguards to members experiencing balance of payments difficulties. There are, in 2020, at the time of writing, 189 member countries. The IMF's headquarters are in Washington, D.C., United States, and it has approximately 2,700 staff from 150 countries. The largest borrowers from the IMF are Argentina, Ukraine, Greece, and Egypt. The largest precautionary loans were taken by Mexico, Colombia, and Morocco. In 2016, the IMF reported commitments under its lending arrangements of $210 billion US, for which $133 billion US had not been drawn. The IMF categorizes its key activities as 1. Surveillance, 2. Financial assistance, 3. Capacity development, 4. Special drawing rights, and 5. Resources. 1. Surveillance. The IMF formally monitors member country policies, provides advice, and promotes policies to foster economic stability, reduce vulnerability to economic and financial crises, and to raise living standards. The IMF publishes assessments in the form of World Economic Outlook, Global Financial Stability Report, Fiscal Monitor, and External Sector Report, in addition to regional economic outlooks. This system neatly corresponds with the international values and beliefs of the Hughes-Kribica team, which holds quality information and its dissemination in the highest regard. 2. Financial assistance. The IMF accepts and promotes its responsibility to provide loans to member countries which experience actual or potential balance of payments problems. Post-global economic crisis, the IMF states that it reformed its support mechanisms to enhance its ability to provide future crisis support. It extended zero interest rates in 2019 and secured more loan resources to carry forward for emergency and loan financing. 3. Capacity development. The IMF provides technical assistance and training to member countries with the objective of improving or developing better economic institutions and to strengthen technical expertise of those working in them. Policy-based improvements are linked to taxation and administration, expenditure management, monetary and exchange rate policies, banking and financial supervision and regulation, legislative frameworks, and economic statistics. Clearly, on the basis of the extent of the involvement and activities of the IMF in this area, some member countries may face political difficulties in acceding to the level of policy influence that the IMF may seek. 4. Special drawing rights. These are an international reserve asset to supplement member country reserves. 5. Resources. Member quotas provide the IMF with resources and are purported to be designed to broadly reflect a member's country's size and position in the world economy. These are reviewed on a regular basis. There are also credit arrangements in place as a backstop to quotas. The IMF website contains information that is current and topical, in written and podcast formats, comprising short summaries, newsletters, and more voluminous reports and analysis. The IMF is an international government organization with a strong historical track record and depth of information and data that should be part of any analysis of a global, regional, or domestic issue connected to investments, economics, societal or geopolitical development analysis.